moving and touching. And I think that the most important thing that people remember is that there aren't any conflicts that aren't that the, there aren't any conflicts that are unsolvable. It's just a matter of people wanting wanting to speak to each other and wanting to listen and to understand each other's stories, and that if we don't do that, we're just allowing violence to take over. And like my dad says in the film and in the parts that we saw, more violence and more killing aren't going to get us anywhere.
We're going to do part two and post online at democracynow.org. Liat Benin-Atsili, held by Hamas for 54 days. Brandon Kramer, director of Holding Liat.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be with you until around 10 o'clock or so when we turn the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo for a few hours of Zombo in your brain. Until that, we'll be, what are we going to do today? Well, we're doing kind of a combination show today. Normally, at this time of year, I would be off to New York to go to the Golden Festival, which is a festival of Balkan music of various styles. And to for that occasion, I would be playing Balkan music today. So we are going to play music of several different kinds that has been done by people who have performed at the Golden Festival in the past few years. And we're also, though, we still have some leftover musicians who passed away in 2025 to honor. We've done that for the past two shows, but there have been more than a couple of requests for people we have omitted. And it's, you know, it's what are you going to do? A lot of musicians pass away. Yeah, okay, so we're going to do both those things. We'll do a set of Balkan music, then we'll do a set of honoring musicians who passed away, then we'll do another set of Balkan music. So that's what you're going to get today. Next Friday, you will get some recorded Pinckney Hall. I'm not sure what, but that's when I will be in New York. Okay, before we get started with that, I'm going to give you a couple of public service announcements. Each year, 40% of the food in the U.S. never gets eaten, with the average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they have thrown away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food per month. Wasting food wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and WRCT. What else are we going to tell you about? Well, we could do another. Nah, we're not going to do another food one. One food one a day is enough. We're going to tell you about Bike Pittsburgh. Bike Pittsburgh believes that a truly livable city is one where everyone has convenient and affordable options for getting around safely and reliably. That's why we need reasonable alternatives to driving, such as connected bike lanes, good public transit, and safe sidewalks. Learn more and join the movement at bikepgh.org and follow us on social media at bikepgh. Okay. We'll just play some music here.
Я ся добре маю, на горбачку кежу маю, гей-я-гой. Кежу маю на горбачку, гей-я-гой-я. Кежу маю на горбачку.
Let me tell you what you heard in that first set of Balkan music. We started it off with the Raya Brass Band, a band from New York City. And let me mention at this point that most of the musicians playing at the Golden Festival are of the domestic variety. This is an event put on by local people interested in the music. It's not a big budget festival like you might be used to, so there's not a lot of money for bringing big bands from Europe over to play there, but I don't think we lose much in quality. Anyhow, the name of that song, you're going to have to excuse my pronunciation throughout this, I'm not a native of anything like a Balkan country, is Spursky Splet, and that was from Raya Brass Band's Dancing on Roses, Dancing on Cinders. After that, we had the vocal group Black Sea Hotel doing Panyu Pashada. After that, we had Slavic Soul Party with Eva Selena doing the vocals, Jelum Jelum, which is a song that I don't want to say every Balkan brass band plays. I can't say that, but a lot of them sure do. It's an important part of that that little musical corner. And then last but not least, we had the Lemon Bucket Orchestra from Toronto. By the way, Slavic Soul Party is from New York also. Black Sea Hotel's from New York. Well, actually, I think they're from a bunch of different places, but on the East Coast. But anyhow, getting back to Lemon Bucket Orchestra, they're from Toronto. And that song was off of their first CD, Cheeky. Okay. What am I going to do now? I'm going to tell you about some shows you might want to check out here on WRCT. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Breakfast for Dinner. Pull up a chair. It's Breakfast for Dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Saturday night, 6 to 7 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and streaming live at WRCT.org. And we also have Quartz in Session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT. Okay, as stated earlier, our next set is going to honor musicians who passed in 2025. And we're going to start it off with a Ewan McCall song. I don't know. He didn't get very famous over in this country. He is a British folk singer, and he wrote a song that has been covered by many, many people. Hopefully, I'm not sure about the dates here. I'm not sure if it made Ewan rich, but I hope it did, because his. You know, the life of a folk singer is not always easy. Anyhow, probably the most popular version of this song was done by Roberta Flack. She passed in 25, so we'll play her version here. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon mm-hmm. And I knew our joy would fill the earth and last till the end.
behind me waits for me to get undressed. She asks if I need water, I can barely understand her. I think she asked me what I do and I said that I'm a singer. She laughs and claps her hands and then she begins and she sings. Strong just like a wrestler. She needs and pulls and climbs on top. It hurts, but I will try to take it. Ask her if she's ever been to San Francisco. She tells me that she can't leave. They won't let her leave. She sings. I'm in and how they treat the girls. I know that it's legitimate, but still it makes me wonder. She gets up to leave and I put back on my clothes. I tip her well, she bows to me. I really hope one day she gets to go.
Help you make it through. It hurts
Time to tell you what was in that set of musicians who passed in 2025, and I promise you, we're going to stop it there. There's not going to be any more of that until the end of 2026. First song was in that set was Roberta Flack doing "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face," the Ewan McCall song that. Originally was sung by Peggy Seeger, who I believe is Pete's sister. I know they're related. I'm not sure it's brother and sister, although I saw that Ewan was Pete's brother-in-law, but I'm not sure that the two of them were married when that was originally recorded. Anyhow, enough of this gossip. Next, Joe Ely from probably known as one of the Flatlanders. It might be, but he has a ton of great solo work. That was All You Need off of Streets of Sin. And then we had Jill Sobule doing San Francisco. After that, Angie Stone doing Make It Last. So what we got for you in the remaining 13 minutes, I can't believe it's 13 minutes. How am I going to squeeze a whole set into 13 minutes? Well, not to mention an underwriter's message. Let's get the underwriter's message out of the way. WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information is available at 412 821-8484 or at Avic Record Store Inc. No spaces. .com. Okay, I am going to say a little something to introduce this next song. Most of the music that you've heard so far has been from bands that their thing is to recreate the sounds of the most popular Balkan music. I don't know about popular, but you know the standards. The standards, we'll put it that way, and play it like the standards are played. However, a lot of these groups also do their own updates of that. And we're going to play one such song from the West Philadelphia Orchestra, a common feature of the Golden Festival, but you usually got to stay up late to hear them. So we got a little tender little ditty here from the West Philadelphia Orchestra, and then hopefully we'll have time for something else.
Fantasy, fantasy. All is in vain, taking names of God. Damn, bless the shame by any other nomenclature known as nature, or acts of greater or lesser divine nation. Celebration of all facts and theories of creation stirs a sensation regardless and or in spite of the evidently apparent situation that we are what we hear and hear what? Sweaty quartet for the end of time with a beat. An eye for an eye, that's all seen. Survive for the all-encompassing overall view of where we may become aware of where at any given time or reason a rhyme to tease on the end and be of it all. We'll be right back.
Okay, we had time for two more songs, so let me talk about them while Sambo's getting set up here. The first song was from the West Philadelphia Orchestra. The name of the song is Calling All Demons. I should point out that two of the groups that we've played today, the West Philadelphia being one of them, the Rhea Brass Band being another, you could have heard in Pittsburgh at Pawtucket Talk. And hopefully this fall there will be another edition of Pawtucket Talk. There might even be a special one before this fall. And you can hear music like the kind we've played today, plus a whole lot of other good things if you show up for that. So the other song we played was by a group called Zlatne Usta. I got to talk about them for a moment because there would be, well, first of all, the name doesn't mean anything. They made a mistake in the name. They thought that that actually was something in one of the Slavic languages, but it's not. The name of the song we played was Spansky Kocek, And Zlatna used to, if it wasn't for them, there would be no Golden Festival. They are the people that are behind that. They got it started. They keep it going. Interestingly, and this is true of a number of these bands, it is, as far as I know, I don't think there's anybody in that band, or at least there wasn't a few years ago, who is of Balkan origin. They're in this not for the social, well, that's the wrong word, not for the cultural thing, but for the music and the dancing. They love the music. They love the dancing that goes with it. I don't think any of the people I played today, the live people I played today, are making a living doing this. But anyhow, Zlatna Usta doing Spansky Kocek. And that about brings us up to time for Zombo. Let me tell you before I hand him the microphone that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I will not be here next Friday. There will hopefully be recorded Kenny Joe there to entertain you. And with that, I give you Zombo in your brain.